Mark Schlereth, NFL on Fox 104.3 The Fan in Denver, who joins us right now on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Mark, we didn't think we would be talking about the Arizona Cardinals being the last undefeated team in the NFL, but going into week five, here we are, Mark.
How about it? Yeah, I mean, you could have, if you had put money down on that, I think you could have made a lot of money that they would be the last team standing. And you know, frankly, deservedly so. You just put them on film and just watch them. And here's the thing that's been amazing to me. Like, I always think about being able to run the football and what it means to be able to run the football and just establish your physicality and lean on a defense and wear a defense out. All the things that are important to me, the important aspects of running the football. And I always looked at this style of offense and I always thought, yeah, well, you know, I don't really buy into – you know, being able to establish that, because running the football isn't on third down and six, popping a 15-yard draw, you know, and saying, wow, we're averaging, you know, 8 yards a carry. Like, that's garbage. To me, running the football means, can I dictate to you in critical situations? Can I dictate to you on third down and two? Can I dictate to you in the running game in the red zone when, let's face it, everything's an 8 or 9 man box. That's why it always blows me away when coordinators say stupid crap like, well, they had an 8 man box and we're not going to bang our heads against the wall. So we have one-on-ones on the outside and we're going to throw it. Hey, listen, when you're in the red zone, you're always against an 8 or 9 man box. You better understand how to run the ball down in those situations. And that's the thing that's blown me away about them. I mean, I put on the film and watch them. Yeah, there are a lot of spread formation, but at the point of attack with double teams and cutoffs, you know, tight zone type of runs, the zone read stuff, man, they're a physical group that's coming off the ball, and I appreciate that about Arizona right now.
How demoralizing is it for a defense, because I'm sure you've seen it as in your career as an offensive lineman, when a quarterback just makes guys miss? And I'm watching Kenny Young last week of the Rams. He's spying on Kyler Murray on 3rd and 16, and Kyler Murray still fakes him out and gains 17, and you could just feel the air come out of the Rams.
Yeah, well, first off, spying Kyler Murray is like, that's just dumb. I've never understood that. Like, hey, stand flat-footed here, and then if he takes off, you go get him. Good luck. I hope that works for you guys. I have yet to see that technique work for anybody in the history of the National Football League. I don't know why you think all of a sudden it's going to work against Kyler Murray. That's just stupid. You know, the bottom line, it's almost as though, really, when you're playing Arizona, that you just do what, you know, we always called mush rushing guys. And essentially say, hey, guys, nobody's going to get a sack.
Yep.
Like you have to change your mental approach to the game. Sacks are not important. What's important is disrupting passing lanes and constricting a pocket so he can't get out. And make him throw it from the pocket. Because, listen, can he do it? Absolutely he can do it, right? He's great at finding an alleyway, throwing the ball on time, getting to his receivers. They're all awesome. They're great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the biggest frustration is when things break down, that's where that guy's at his best. And to me, like, you run in there scot-free and you think you're going to get him. You're not. He's just going to make you miss, and that's when it gets dangerous. That's when some of these explosives in the passing game happen. And by the way, again, I'm just praising Kyler Murray, but his field vision and understanding where all his guys are when things do break down, and his accuracy on those things has been incredible. Which means what? They'll probably lose by 20 this week. But, you know, that's how, at least if you go by my picks, you know, that's how this league operates. But, yeah, they have been, you know, the best team in football.
Yeah, Mark Schlereth, our weekly NFL guest. He joins us here on Bickley and Murata Mornings about this week's game. They get San Francisco coming to State Farm Stadium. You got an up-close and personal look at San Francisco last week. We had Jim Trotter on our show yesterday, and he just offered his opinion on the 49ers, and he said it seems to him like something is a little bit off with San Francisco. Do you agree with that? And if so, why? If not, why?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you look at the way they're constructed, right, they have to be able to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like San Francisco, unlike Arizona, you guys have, you know, you guys from a matchup standpoint on the outside, you say, hey, D-Hop, go win this one-on-one route. Hey, Green, go win this one-on-one. We're going to spread you. Go win a one-on-one route. You know, even Christian Kirk, you've got guys that can do that. And that are basically are, if you can spread people out and find the one-on-one matchup where guys aren't double-teamed, your guys are going to win routes. They're great route runners, and they have that ability. In San Francisco, they don't have, in my mind, they don't have wide receivers that are great run, route runners. Now, they have guys, once they catch the ball in space, are just an absolute nightmare to bring down. You know, Deebo Samuel's that, but they're not that matchup beat you with route running precision and destroy you that way. They really create, in their passing game is their explosive plays are created through play action and through their route combination, mm-hmm. right? And right now, they're down to their fifth string running back. You think something's wrong? Yeah, something is wrong. You're down to a guy that you didn't want to have to play. Trey Sermon, and they got away last week. They got away from their wide zone runs simply because Trey Sermon he doesn't run the play well. And one problem that happens a lot in the NFL is when you go get these guys who are exceptional, you know, they're five-star recruits, they're exceptional athletes, they've never really been challenged athletically. And then you get in the NFL, and you know what happens in the NFL? You're not playing, you know, you're not playing the blind sisters of the poor 9 out of 11 weeks. So guess what happens in the NFL? You make a play, and the dude across from you punches you in the face, right? Yeah. I mean, they hit back in the NFL. Like, when you're playing at Ohio State, most of the teams don't hit back. That you walk out and the uniform, just because your uniform is so sharp, you've already won the game. Like the other kids want you to sign an autograph for them. I mean, that's how it is in college football. In the NFL, nobody gives a rip.
Right.
So, you know, they'll punch you in the face. They don't care about it. And you see a lot of kids that come from big programs that are big time performers that get in the NFL and they're completely overwhelmed just by the athletes that they have to face and by how much work and preparation and understanding goes into this game.
No doubt.
Just don't walk up and out-athlete people in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so, like, those are the things that are going on. You're down to your fifth string running back. You know, your quarterback is hurt. You got a bunch of players hurt again this year. If anything's amiss, it's the fact that they are just getting hurt. I mean, they drop like flies out there. And part of it, you have to ask yourself, are we doing something that is putting our players in a position to get hurt? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there, but they have been snake bitten for sure.
That's a big question. All right, finally, as somebody who's in Denver, what'd you think of John Harbaugh breaking code for some stupid record?
Right. I mean, first off, it's just Bush League. So whatever you're going to do, and John is a good buddy of mine. It's a Bush League move. So you decided to do it. That's all right. You know, there is this karma aspect to football. It comes back to bite you in the ass. So we'll see exactly what happens on that. But, you know, is it a big deal? In the overall scheme of things, is it a really big deal? No, probably not. But here's what you know. Here's all you need to know, because I've had a lot of people push back on me. And, no, you know, you got to play full 60 minutes and this, that, and the other. And, hey, Denver tried to throw it into the end zone. They're down by 2 scores. Yeah, that's what you do when you're down. But when you're up by 16, you take a freaking knee. You don't go for some innocuous record that nobody's ever heard of. Your own quarterback didn't know about it. I thought we were going to kneel down. He didn't know about the record. I looked at their roster. I think there's 4 or 5 guys on their roster that were part of that roster when that first 100-yard game started in 2018.
Yeah.
Their team doesn't even know.
Right.
None of those guys are even involved in that record. I mean, and John Harbaugh, the other thing that John Harbaugh said that just proves to you that he knows what he did was Bush League, was he said, hey, this is not my players. This is a record that I want and the organization wants.
That's right.
Right? Let's take the onus off my guys, because I don't want, you know, I don't want retribution. I don't want frontier justice on my players, but we really wanted this record. And the other part of that is, you know, Vic Fangio talking about, oh, it's all about safety. They don't care about safety. give me a break. You don't either. Nobody does. This team is not safe. So this is two guys, you know, having a pitching match. One guy didn't want the record. He wanted to be the guy that he could say, hey, my defense stopped the Baltimore Ravens in their streak. And the other guy wanted to continue the streak. These are two coaches that are lining up, you know, and writing checks that other people have to cash.
That's bad.
It's the ultimate pissing match, and it's stupid.
Yeah. Mark,
take a knee and get off the football field.
Mark, as always, you're the best,
you're
man.
The best,
can't wait to talk to you next week. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, guys. Talk to you
See
then.
You, bye.